Chapter 2. Phone Calls. For over 2 hours, Jack listened to Charlie talking on and off, as his friend slipped in and out of a medicated sleep. Maggie had insisted that he was left to rest, but each time he woke, he was adamant his friend needed to know more of the story. It was after 8:30 when Jack left Mottram St. Andrew. His thoughts on the drive back to Berkshire were filled with the amazing tale he'd been told. The dossier Charlie had kept was filled with names, dates, photocopies of orders, and several newspaper cuttings, and although Jack had only flipped through the contents, it certainly looked like the information therein corroborated the dying man's story. As he drove south down the busy M6 motorway, he glanced at the leather document case on the seat beside him, his thoughts racing. I need to get this to Matthew. This is dynamite. Matthew Sterling was Jack's younger brother. They'd grown up in the north of England, in a beautiful home on the edge of Lake Windermere. In his mid-50s, Jack Castle was tall, reasonably fit and healthy. Graying hair complemented sparkling brown eyes that gave a light to his tanned face. He had a good sense of humour and an infectious personality which appealed to most people. His parents had tragically died in a car accident on his 20th birthday, and it was this which caused Jack to abandon the idea of following in his father's footsteps and becoming a doctor, electing instead to join the British Army. He'd spent 15 years in the military, trying to overcome the guilt and anger he harboured following the death of his parents. He'd worked hard and rose to the rank of captain in the Special Air Service, after which he'd moved into the world of private security. The company he'd joined back then now belonged to him, and with the help of his partner and friend, Tom Hillman, they had grown the business into a respected international entity. His brother Matthew had also entered the military, but had taken a different path. He'd initially worked in military intelligence and spent many years as a field operative for MI6. He rose quickly through the security service, and now, based in London's Vauxhall Cross building, he was section chief of the Middle East desk. For security reasons, he had chosen to use his mother's maiden name, and for the last 20 years had been known as Mr. Matthew Sterling. Jack tapped the small screen in the centre of the dashboard. When the display read telephone, Jack cleared his throat and said clearly, "Call Matthew." "Hello, Jack. How are you doing?" "Matthew, hi there. I've just been up to Cheshire to see an old buddy of mine. I'm on my way home now, but I could do with talking to you, bro." "Sure. Tomorrow morning okay, or does it have to be this evening?" "I'm still on the M6, so tomorrow's fine, Matt." "Okay, see you about 11-ish. "Yeah, see you then." Jack tapped the display to end the call and noticed the time. 1 o'clock in the morning in Dubai. In a clear voice he said, "Call Tom." Tom Hillman was not only Jack's business partner, he was his closest friend. They had served in the army together and been friends for over 20 years. He was a few years younger than Jack, slightly shorter and slimmer, with close-cropped fair hair, tanned face and blue eyes. Originally born and raised in the UK, he spent most of his younger life in Leeds, but his home now was Dubai, where he lived with his wife Helen. The latter of Tom's military career had been spent in military intelligence, and the skills learned during that time had proved to be invaluable on more than one occasion. Several seconds, and as many beeps later, Tom Hillman's sleepy voice came over the speaker.
"Jack, what's up, mate?"
"Tom, I'm sorry to wake you, buddy."
"That's okay.
What's up?" "Something's come up. I'm not going to get down to Dubai tomorrow. Do you mind handling the meetings yourself?"
"Yeah, sure. Meetings are no problem. What's happened? Can I help?"
"I'm meeting Matthew in the morning. I'll talk to you later in the day."
"Okay, mate. Anything else?"
"No, that's it. Go back to sleep."
"Yeah, cheers. Take care, buddy."
Jack tapped the screen to end the call, waited a few seconds, and said, "Call Nicole."
"Zakin, everything okay?"
"Hi, darling. Yeah, I'm fine. Be home in a couple of hours. You don't need to wait up."
"You're leaving for Dubai tomorrow. I'll wait."
"Change of plan, Nikki. I'm not going tomorrow."
"Oh, good. But I'll still wait up. Drive carefully."
"Okay. See you soon. Love you."